Taxes are always a hot topic, spurring heated debates and even the upstart Tea Party. Three tax-related propositions will be on California's ballot in November, Propositions 21, 24, and 26. Prop 24, called the Tax Fairness Act, targets three recently enacted corporate tax loopholes. In 2008 and 2009, the California legislature approved $1.3 billion in tax cuts that benefit less than 2% of California's businesses. One tax cut gave businesses more flexibility in how they calculated their tax rate. Another allowed more opportunities to claim a tax refund from previous years based on the losses of the current year. And the third allowed different companies operating under the same management to share tax credits. Prop 24 supporters say that corporations that benefit from these tax cuts laid off 100,000 employees in 2009 while paying their CEOs a combined $8.5 billion. These same businesses have also spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to defeat Prop 24. The No on 26 campaign says that measure, dubbed Stop Hidden Taxes, is backed by the oil, alcohol, and tobacco industries. Prop 26 would change California's constitution, redefining regulatory fees like those imposed on major polluters as taxes. If 26 passes, a two-thirds vote of the legislature is required to approve any new taxes that were once considered fees. The No on 26 campaign says approval by supermajority is nearly impossible to achieve, and these fees are currently used to fund environmental cleanup efforts and programs that address the negative effects of tobacco and alcohol use, among other things. Finally, Prop 21, the third initiative on taxes, would increase vehicle licensing fees by $18 to fund state parks. My guest is Lenny Goldberg, the executive director of the California Tax Reform Association. Welcome to Uprising, Lenny.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. Let's go through these one by one. Let's go back to Prop 24, which, as I mentioned, would close three corporate tax loopholes. What's the position that you take on Prop 24?
Well, we're very supportive of that. And, you know, I wish the media generally described these measures as clearly and as well as you just described them. I wish you were representative of the entire media in talking about these, because you nailed it very well. These loopholes, the only thing missing there is, though, is that the official estimate is about $1.3 billion, but we think this will save way closer to $2 billion, and those estimates were done a while ago. It looks like these loopholes will be more costly. But here, the Prop 24 repeals loopholes that were passed in secret. I work on tax policy in Sacramento, and we always have hearings on these issues. No hearings, no language, done as part of a middle-of-the-night budget deal where, in order to get some additional revenues on a temporary basis, suspending some of the current corporate loopholes, the corporate lobbyists and the Republicans push the Democrats to these long-term permanent loopholes. Now, one of them is an embarrassment to the state of California, and that is one that says you get to choose how much income you want to ascribe to California in any given year. So if you make a lot of money, you say, I'm going to choose a formula that minimizes my tax. If you make some losses, you want to increase your losses because you can roll them forward or roll them back, and you'll say, I'll choose a formula that increases my liability, in this case increases my losses, and then we can run them against my profits in future years or past years.
So, now, wouldn't it be lovely if individuals could claim such taxes,
right?
It would be great
if we had those choices. And no, you know, people talk about, oh, this is, you know, we're adopting formulas done by other states. No other states have it like this. This was an effort in the middle of the night, basically, to say, oh, well, we don't want to make out-of-state companies pay more. And it turns out, and that's why I say the numbers are short, are too low. It turns out that just that ability to choose and switch back and forth costs $850 million to $1 billion a year. And it was estimated as, oh, well, it doesn't matter that much if we're giving these companies a choice. Now, interestingly, these companies are only large multi-state, multinational. Small businesses do not have multi-state and multinational ability to shift income around and to allocate income to California.
All so these tax loopholes disproportionately are in favor of the biggest corporations.
No, not quite. They are only in favor of the biggest corporations because, in fact, if you're a small business and you want to play the games that the big corporations get, you should invest out of state and then be able to move your income around. It's that bad. So it only affects multi-state, multinational, largest corporations. They all get a choice. Now, one of the things interesting is that among the biggest contributors to the no on 24 have been media companies, Disney, NBC, Universal, actually General Electric owning them, big media companies, Time Warner, who are basically able to lower their tax bill without creating a single new job. And that's because they sell all over the world. They have a lot of employees and property in California, mostly in Southern California. And they get to change the formula, so they base their income on sales and not the investment they have in California.
And of course, these are the major media companies that are supposed to be reporting on things like Prop 24 in an unbiased way.
There is that too. Thank you for that. That's an addition. But mostly, they're companies that are going to do what they're going to do. They're not going to create a single new job. They don't have to create a single new job, and they get a huge tax cut. And that's what the legislature did. So now they're all running around saying, "Oh, you know, this is bad for business in California." Well, one thing that people need to understand is that this has not even taken effect yet. So they haven't. Fortunately, if we repeal it now, they can start all over again. If there are elements of this package that make sense, then the legislature can reenact them. This is a very unique initiative. It just repeals the bad stuff that they did. Let me give you one more issue here, because you mentioned it too. On the ability to carry back losses, if this had been in place a few years ago, Countrywide, who made all this money in subprime and helped part of bringing us belly up, would have paid a lot of taxes in 2006, and when they went belly up in 2008 and the state and everybody else were struggling, we would have had to write refund checks for the taxes they had previously paid. This is bad budgeting and terrible tax policy.
Very briefly, who has put Proposition 24 on the ballot?
Well, the California Teachers Association put Proposition 24 on the ballot, and they have some support of other public employee groups because basically it's a budget issue. It's an education issue.
Right.
And, you know, and we've been making continual cuts in education unless we can repeal these new tax loopholes.
And so you have, you're advocating a yes on Prop 24.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go to Prop 26. I'm guessing you don't like this proposition.
Well, I'm working very heavily on the no side. I've been part of running the campaign, as well as with the California Tax Reform Association. And you described it well, except that it's worse than it even seems in your description, which is that it effectively says that anything to protect public benefit or public interest, other than just a licensing or occupying a space, is a tax, not a fee. And by making it a tax, not a fee, not only is it two-thirds of the legislature, and this is where it really gets bad, is that local fees that are done all the time on businesses that dig up the streets, that need more police or traffic control for a large event, for pipeline safety is one of the issues that they mention. For any of
ironic
of
in
the
terms
normal,
of the San, you know, in context of the San Bruno disaster. But
that's exactly right. Many of the normal regulatory fees that cities or counties put on businesses to pay for mitigation costs, to pay for cleanup costs, for hazardous waste.
So they want those to be used as taxes instead of fees.
Those would become taxes. And what does it mean as a tax? It means that it has a two-thirds vote of the voters are required. The way we've tied things up already is that for a local tax that's dedicated to a specific purpose, like cleaning up hazardous waste, that would have to be a two-thirds vote of the voters. So I was in a meeting presenting to county supervisors who couldn't agree on anything else, who were many of them very conservative, many, you know, others liberal. They argued about all the other initiatives on the ballot, and when we got to 26, they overwhelmingly opposed it. Even the LA Daily News is against it for reasons that are exactly what I just said, that even at the local level, you cannot provide for a fee on a cable company for digging up the street. You can't provide a fee on a rock concert for the extra police and traffic control that it would require. And it's not me that's saying it. The good news in this campaign is that proponents put out a list of fees like pipeline safety and traffic control at events that said these would be affected. They'd all become taxes, requiring two-thirds vote of the people. It actually so handcuffs and locks down state and local government. It is polluter protection. It is put on by oil, tobacco, and alcohol. But it is so severely flawed. Actually, let me raise one other flaw, which is really helping us in this campaign to defeat it. It has a provision that would eliminate a $1 billion deal as part of the budget last February. It goes retroactive. And it also says that if anybody pay any single taxpayer is paying more, it doesn't matter if the proposal loses money for the state or is neutral to the state, but if you switch around taxes and somebody has to pay a little bit more, any one person has to pay more, it would become a tax, requires a two-thirds vote. There was a gas tax swap that everyone supported, but it didn't get a two-thirds. The Republicans didn't support it in February. This would overturn that and cost the state $1 billion immediately.
And
an immediate hit on the budget.
The companies that are supporting Prop 26 include ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, Philip Morris, Anheuser-Busch, etc., and they're calling it a stop hidden taxes proposition. So you're saying no on Prop 26.
On Prop 26, these companies just don't want to pay for the cost of the damage they do. If people can remember nothing else, it's oil, tobacco, and alcohol, polluter protection. They don't want to pay for the damage they do. It's a really insidious measure.
Very briefly, we just have a few minutes left. Let's talk about Prop 21, which is a third initiative on taxes that would increase vehicle licensing fees to fund state parks. Most Californians like their state parks. What do you say, a yes or no to Prop 21?
Well, I would say yes. Yes, but, you know, I think that it's very, the thing about this, it's very straightforward. People can decide. It does have a benefit. $18 on your vehicle will pay for per year, will pay for state parks, and will give that vehicle, any California license plate, free admission to the state park so you don't have to pay a fee. So if you go three times or three or four times to a state park or spend a couple days there, it'll save you the money.
That sounds good to me.
That sounds pretty good. But, you know, other people argue that there are a lot of people with low-value cars who are still going to pay the $18 and never get to
a state park. It can be a regressive tax since it's a flat tax.
It is a flat tax, that's correct. And so, I think the supporters believe that it will pass because it's not just that you're paying to keep the state parks alive and supported, but also that you are getting something for your money. You're getting free admission to the state park.
Well, I want to thank you, Lenny Goldberg, very much for joining us today. Throw out a website for your organization.
It's www.caltaxreform.org, and you can also look at noonproposition26.com. I'm not sure what the Prop 24 website is.
We'll link to all of the websites for the campaigns, for the propositions on our website later today, as well as your site, caltaxreform.org. Lenny Goldberg, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sonali. I really appreciate it.
Lenny Goldberg is the executive director of the California Tax Reform Association. Again, you can check out their website at caltaxreform.org. He recommends a yes on Prop 24, a no on Prop 26. And on Prop 21, well, you can decide. It's a pretty straightforward proposition that would increase your vehicle licensing fees by $18 per year. That would go towards supporting state parks, funding state parks in California, and give you free admission to any state park here in the state.